Hi, everybody. Welcome. It is January 2017. Wow, here we are. Welcome to the Allow Love Show. This is Mary.
And this is Rod.
And we're delighted that you are here to kick off 2017 with us. Rod is a trance channel, meaning his consciousness is totally gone. And the being who is most appropriate for today's callers and listeners, that's all of you, will come through. It's well over 100 so far, and some wonderful ones that I was not familiar with at all. We get no advance notice, so it's a lovely surprise for all of us. And because his consciousness is totally gone, there's no filter. You get pure information. Piece of advice, you ask a question, they will answer exactly what you ask. And if you want more information or something more in-depth to pursue that issue, you need to ask an additional question that will take you into more depth, okay? So, here we go.
Hello, dear ones.
Hello, and welcome.
Thank you. My name is El Moya.
El Moya. Wonderful. Thank you so much for being here.
My pleasure.
For those of you who are not familiar with you, could you give us a little bit about your background, if you've had an earth life, what your focus is, and something like that?
I think the most pertinent thing I can tell you, dear one, is that I am in charge of the Brotherhood of Light, if you will.
The Brotherhood of Light. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
It's composed of ascended masters who are of the light, who are helping you as we speak.
And that's a pretty constant 24/7 help we get. I know that.
It is.
Wonderful.
Thank you
so much. Okay, we have Dagny as our first caller. Welcome, Dagny.
Hello, dear one.
Hello. I know Mary, and I also, I have, I'm not a stranger to channeling. I've been listening to Abraham Hicks since the, oh my gosh, since they were cassette tapes. Probably since the 90s, and then Basha, and I have a real connection with channeling, because I feel like that people that are living always have an agenda. They have their the conditioning, you know, all of their opinions, all of this stuff, and I just feel like it seems like no matter how great they seem to be, the gurus, it's not the same as someone coming from a clear channel. And so this is 2017. I felt like I already knew my mission and what I wanted to do, like I have a foundation, and I've been working with people to help them to get healthier, to lose weight, all of that things. But lately, I have felt like, is this really my gift and my mission? Because I'm noticing that I'm starting to get impatient, you know, with people that say they want to be healthy, that say they want to be fit, and then they don't really do anything. And so I'm thinking, maybe is there something else that, because I don't have to preach. I'm already an example. I'm an example from the time I wake up in the morning to the time I go to bed at night. I walk my talk continuously, from the water that I drink to the water I bathe in to, you know, the thing I do in the morning to connect with my inner self and all of these things. So I don't know. I'm feeling like that I have no patience with people anymore, and maybe there's something else I need to be doing. What do you Do you feel anything from that?
Dear one, I think your artistic side is calling to you.
Oh. Wow.
You know that side that you put on the shelf some time ago?
Yes.
Since you asked. Hmm.
But I feel that I feel responsible for people because so many people in my life have passed away, and I feel responsible, I guess, for everybody's health and emotional stability, and it's taken a toll on me.
Dear one. You have to take care of yourself first, or you won't have anything to give.
Yes. All right. And can you be more specific as far as my creative side? I thought this was my creative side of sometimes I'll tell people all of a sudden things will come out of my mouth that are totally from, I believe, a higher place, that I'll tell them all of a sudden, they'll say something to me, oh, I want to lose weight in 2017, and then I'll go like, start doing this, start doing that, and it just comes out of me. And I thought that was creative, but you're talking about another creative part aspect, like maybe taking up painting, for instance, or something, or writing my book.
Yes to both of those.
Oh, okay. All right. And in 2017, I mean, I love being creative. I love helping people, but I also come from a very, very wealthy family. And I do like the idea of, monetary gain.
What do you mean when you say monetary gain?
Well, I feel like that the ultimate is to be able to assist people in their dreams or healing, and to be able to be compensated in money and energy, in the form of money on this planet. I mean, immense amounts of money, because what you can't put a price on. I mean, what can you say your health is worth, or your well-being, or anything? You can't really put a price on that.
Yet, everyone does every day.
Well, yes, okay. So,
yes.
So maybe I'm not expanding and putting, maybe I'm not putting my, I'm not feeling that I'm reaching, maybe I am not setting the price for my worth of what I bring to the table.
Let me say it this way. You're not allowing yourself to be compensated, which will do two things. It will make the recipients devalue, place no value on that which they receive. And two, it doesn't serve you.
Right. In other words, I do all this stuff for nothing, because I feel like all of a sudden, oh my gosh, I have to save him. I have to save him. But that's baloney. Right. Okay. So, right. So I'm devaluing myself by giving them all this information that they may or may not use, and sometimes they don't, because they're not valuing it in the terms of dollars.
Correct.
Okay.
It's a simple
fix.
So
give me one thing specifically that you feel that a step that I need to take that's different in 2017.
Take?
Than I've been doing, because to tell you the truth, I'm kind of bored with, the just the the low level that most people are at. You know, you hear them talking. I hate to say this, but, you know, they're talking about the weather. They're talking about whining about someone or gossiping about something. And, you know, I'm wanting to talk about lofty things. I'm wanting to talk about things that are, like, high-minded, not this, you know, shallow, little gossipy, small-minded stuff. Is there something wrong with me? I mean, because I'm bored with 99% of the people that I talk with.
Dear one, where is it written that you have to be interested in all the people that you interact with? Where is that written?
Nowhere.
Correct. Nowhere. So let go of that one.
Okay. So, and what's my little, I want someone else to be able to, you know, call in. So what's my little, what's a little step, even any little step to stop my momentum for 2017 that's different than what I've been doing?
It's different than what you've been doing?
Yes.
Okay. When you get up in the morning and when you go to bed at night, I want you to ask yourself one question. Are you ready for it?
Yes, I am.
What do I need to do to make this world one that I want to live in?
I like that question. Right.
Good.
Instead of feeling like I'm an outsider, like that I belong on another planet, what do I need to do so that I can make the world? Yes, I like that. I'm going to write that down. I like that very much. Thank you very much. Bless you both. And you know, Mary, I love you, and you do good things. And how long has it been, Guy? We've known each other over 5 years, right?
Oh, yeah, much longer than that. Closer to nine.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh, thanks. The way time goes. Well, anyway, thank you so much. And I will do that starting tonight. Okay. Bless you. Bye.
Namaste.
Bye, Danny. Thank you. Okay, we have Barbara. Barbara, welcome.
Hello, thank you. Baby. Good evening. Hi. Who will build the wall and when will it begin? Will it be prisoners or illegals?
The wall. Are you talking about
this
insane device trying to keep people out?
Yeah, I'm trying to keep the bad people out. The people who come in here who destroy our living as far as drugs and killing and all that. They don't come in like my grandmother came in from Russia on the boat to the Kaiser when she was 16 years old.
Okay.
Dear one, I suggest that this approach is not a fruitful one.
So we should let the criminals come in.
I think everyone needs love.
Well, my grandmother came in at 16 and she was at Ellis Island and she had to stay there for 4 months. And to make sure that she would be a good citizen, she was given shots and everything. And then she went on to Wisconsin and made a life for herself and became a citizen and contributed much to society.
And good for her.
So what you're saying is building a wall is not a fruitful thing to do.
Correct.
What would be a good fruitful thing to do?
To embrace everyone and allow them to see how beautiful they are from your eyes.
Okay, who actually did the hacking on the election? Russia? Or our own government?
It was not Russia, dear one. It was those who thought that they had something to gain by being able to have the election results be that which they wanted. And they were of your country.
Okay. What happened in Chicago, the beating up of a mentally challenged individual? What brought that on, and why that mentally challenged individual? And why did not our president come forth?
There have been many individuals throughout history that have been picked on because they were easy targets. This was one such.
Was it hate? Was it racial?
Dear one, it was this individual appeared to be an easy target. So was chosen for that reason.
Mm-hmm.
Now, was it smart?
What?
Was it smart? Was it fruitful? Was it helpful to humanity?
No.
No. None of those things.
Well, when will this all stop? When is this all going to, all these ridiculous situations stop?
Dear one, the people on your planet, as we speak, are headed into a time when everyone's motives will be transparent. And when that occurs, there won't be any possibility for this kind of nonsense.
And when will that take place? 2017?
You're headed into that time now.
So in order for this not to happen anymore, everybody has to have a sack of money so that they can live peacefully and joyfully. Is that correct?
No, that is, money is not the answer. Love is the answer.
Well, that's God.
Of course.
Who will actually be our president? What is going to take place when Joe Biden reads this important announcement tomorrow, January 6th? 2017 at 1 p.m.
Dear one, if I have my way, there will be new governance for your country and for the world announced. If I have my way.
Okay. Thank you, Barbara.
You gave that wonderful lady a lot of time, and so I would ask, I have a few more questions here.
Let's limit it to one more, please, okay?
I'm manifesting that man, and a man, and how long? I'm almost I'm almost 80 years old, not much time left, so hard to be alone. When is that individual going to come forth?
There is one I can ask who can truly tell me when. Barbara, when are you going to allow this?
I am allowing it.
Then it will occur.
I'm cleaning and packing. Don't know where I'm going. Maybe you know where I'm going, Wisconsin or Chicago.
Dear one, it looks like Chicago.
Okay. Okay, Mary.
Thank you, Barbara. Take care.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Namaste.
Okay, Carol?
Yes, good evening, everyone. My first question is, I have a dog named Shadow, and he refuses to stay inside at night, and it's very cold here, and he's coughing. Is that a serious problem?
I think you mean, is that detrimental to his health?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Yes, it is.
So I should try to force him to stay inside. He stays on a couch up on the front porch, and we put another blanket on that. Would that help him out, or should we just force him to stay inside?
Dear one, give him the blanket. Let him be as warm as is possible.
Okay, so it would be best to just let him go out if that's what he wants to do.
Yes.
Okay, thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I was told by one of the channels that my husband and I would be gifted with enough money to get us out of debt. Is that still a possibility?
Dear one, I suggest you do not see this as a possibility. I suggest that you see this as now. It's here.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And I've been told that I will be going to Montana to participate in healing with children. Is that still something that is going to happen?
Will the sun come up tomorrow?
I love that answer.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay.
Okay.
To ask, is the machine any closer to being here,
yes,
Mary?
Yes, yes, it's closer, Carol. Thank you. Okay.
All right. Well, thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Most welcome, dear one. Namaste.
Namaste.
Okay, let me take a minute here to give phone numbers. If you're on a listen-only line and you want to ask a question, the toll-free number is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. And the alternate number is 323-744-4831. That's 323-744-4831. And we are having a wonderful time today with El Mariah, who is the in charge of the Brotherhood of Light, composed of the Ascended Masters who are helping us here on Earth at this critical and wonderful time. So thank you so much, El Mariah. I have a few questions, if we can switch channels here, so to speak. There's a hacking of David Wilcox, YouTubes and so forth, and by someone who misrepresented themselves. Can you tell me if that's being corrected, has been corrected in process?
In process.
In process. Okay. Has this individual been identified so that he can be properly handled to not do this again?
Indeed, he has.
Okay, great.
Except you have the gender wrong.
I'm sorry?
Except you have the gender wrong.
Gender wrong. Oh, it was a woman?
Yes.
Oh, it was a woman. Oh, my God. Okay, well, that's embarrassing. I'm a woman. Okay, not cool. And apparently the same happened to Dutch Sense, who monitors the earthquakes around the world and puts out wonderful information about what's going on with the earthquakes and the patterns. Is his situation being corrected as well?
Indeed.
Is it the same person?
No.
Different person?
Yes.
Okay. But again, they're being identified so that this can be corrected and never go back to being hacked again, so to speak?
That is true. And in the process, a really, truly brilliant individual has been discovered.
Really?
Yes.
Brilliant in the sense of someone who can prevent this from happening in the future, or someone who has something else to contribute?
Has many things to contribute.
Ah, somebody who's unknown to us right now.
Correct.
Wonderful. That's exciting. What a blessing.
It is.
Okay. It's my understanding that Trump is setting up his own TV station to make a really significant end run around the major media.
That is so.
Okay. And will that start as soon as, if the inauguration takes place, that will start, he'll start using that right after the inauguration?
Very soon thereafter.
Okay. Okay. And that will allow him to talk directly to the American people without interference.
Correct.
Yes. Good. Good, good, good. Okay. There was an email that mentioned something about Trump and Putin and Obama being a perfect threesome, with Obama taking the dark side but engineering his part and the other two doing the light. And yet, I don't know that that's true. Maybe Obama really has gone to the dark side to stay there and is not of significance anymore. Is that, can you give us a sense of this?
Reading between the lines, it seems you're asking if Obama has any chance of coming back from the dark side.
Well, that, yes, that would be a peripheral question.
Oh, that's not the question. Okay, well, let me hear what the question is.
Well, if he is working in concert with Trump and Putin, or if he's a peripheral factor.
When they train boxers?
Yes.
They give them sparring partners.
Absolutely.
The same is true here.
Oh, okay. All right. And am I correct in feeling that Obama started out as a good guy, truly about change for the people, but the pressures and the perks and so forth took him to the dark side and probably permanently? Is that correct?
Correct.
Okay. So he's not going to come back. All right. That's too bad, because he has gifts. He has negotiating gifts of bringing two opposing sides together. But that won't be something that he will be expressing after he leaves office.
Right? Correct.
Correct. Okay. There is a video that's just coming out again on YouTube that has been banned a number of places, but there is a YouTube link called Vaxxed, V-A-X-X-E-D, From Cover Up to Catastrophe. Is this a new video, or is it a rerun of the same one that was out 2 or 3 months ago?
It's the same one, dear one.
Same one. Okay. Yes. So if anybody wants that and doesn't have access to, there's free watching at this time on YouTube, as long as they leave it up. Just email me at mjs3@fastmail.fm, like fast mail, and I'll send it to you by email. Okay. What about the situation with the arrest now taking place? It's my understanding that as of the end of 2016 or January 1st, 2017, that the 10-year immunity that was given to the Bush and Clinton families and a bunch of others expired. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. So now the ICC, the International Criminal Court, has issued warrants for arrests?
Yes.
Okay. And it's my understanding, the email said 15,000 to 30,000 arrests, but it's my understanding it's more than 30,000. Can you?
It is in excess of.
Excess. Okay. So the International Criminal Court was preparing all this paperwork ahead of time.
Of course.
For this, because that's a lot of paperwork to prepare.
It is.
And can you share how this is being done? Does the ICC have its own teams of people going out doing this, serving, or?
It has its own people.
Okay. It's got to have quite a few people to handle that many arrests.
Correct.
Yeah. Okay. Is Interpol contributing people, trained people to help out with this?
No, dear one.
No. It's all ICC picked people, huh?
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Is it possible that we will have announcement of new governance, ANCE, after the so-called formal Electoral College counting tomorrow, as you mentioned?
It is possible, and if I have my way, it will occur.
Well, if I have my way, it will occur also. But I think you're in a position to pull this off much better than I am. Okay.
Excuse me. I know you as one of the most powerful people ever. So I will not accept that.
Oh, okay. Thank you. I am grateful for that. I've had a lot of help and a lot of support and a lot of guidance, for which I'm grateful, very grateful.
But you have done it.
Well, everybody can do this.
That is true. I'm not saying that they can't, because they definitely can.
Yes.
Okay. I'm simply saying that you are powerful.
Okay. Okay. And if that doesn't happen tomorrow, and the Electoral College is basically announces Trump as the new president, right? Instead,
yes.
That would be the other plan?
Yes.
Yes, okay. Then might the new governance be announced before the inauguration?
A distinct possibility, dear one.
Okay. So they have backup plans on backup plans.
Right? Of course.
Yes. Well, of course they would. And it's my sense that the key element is the consciousness, particularly of Americans in general, as a consensus group, which is not always in consensus, of course.
Dear one, it's not just America. It's the planet.
Yes. Yes, everybody's consciousness counts.
Correct.
Mm-hmm. Can you give anybody who might have a question about how to raise their consciousness or what is appropriate for them to move toward at this time, can you have any advice or hints to help anybody listening?
Dear ones, if you choose love, if you choose joy, if you choose happiness, you're most of the way there.
Okay. Okay. And that doesn't mean to give up boundaries or not protect oneself in situations where that's appropriate, right?
Correct.
But to do one's best to come from a position of love and graciousness. But holding one's stance. Hmm?
Yes, that too.
Yeah, too. Okay. Okay, I know a lot of this had to be explained to me when I was dealing with changing who I was. It had to be explained to me over and over and over and over again to get it. So just trying to give some depth to our listeners in case anybody else is in that situation. Okay, we have a caller. Cindy, welcome.
Hello, dear.
Hi. Thank you for being here tonight. To expound on when Mary was asking about David and Dutch and how both of their YouTubes were, people had gone into their YouTubes and such, were these people connected with the cabal, or was it just private individuals who want to be troublesome?
Dear ones, these are people who are connected to the dark side.
Okay. Not necessarily the cabal.
Not necessarily.
Okay. So will these be some of the people that get arrested?
Yes, dear one.
Oh, cool. Okay. So when she was talking about the rest of 30,000 plus people, where are they going to put all these people? Are, like, in the FEMA camps they had made for us, for the ones in the United States, or they already have other places ready to go? That's a lot of bodies.
That's a lot of bodies, and the way that they will be handled is not the traditional way that you are aware of.
Can you expound on that? Expand on that? Are they being taken off planet, going inner Earth, or various modes?
They will be given opportunities to turn to the light.
Okay.
If they choose that, then all is well. If they don't choose that, they will be taken elsewhere, and all is well.
Okay. So I'm just going to do a pretend scenario. Let's say the husband's the bad guy, and he has a wife and children, and they're not aware of what he's been doing. Will the wife be told what's happening, or what? Because there's probably people like that.
The place that you're going to, everything is going to be transparent. There won't be any more hidden motives, hidden agendas, hidden anything.
Understood, but that's not going to be within the next 30 days or so, correct?
But it's coming, dear one.
Okay. Okay, so Mary, cut me off if I'm asking too many questions.
You're doing fine, Cindy.
Okay, so like YouTube and Facebook and Google, they're doing like the police state and such. Can you give a ballpark estimate when they're not going to be able to do that anymore? Like pry into our Facebook pages or the YouTube, you know, take people's YouTubes down and Google doing all the searches, you know, that type of stuff.
You want an estimate of when that is going to stop?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Yes, please.
February 9th, 2018, or sooner.
Okay. 2018, February. Okay.
Or sooner.
There's, or sooner. That'd be terrific. There's a person that says she does channeling, and her name is Alexandria Meadors, M-E-A-D-O-R-S.
Yes.
Is she a pretty good clear channel, or is some of it iffy?
Dear one?
Yes.
I will tell you the answer that Sananda gave when he was asked about similar in his time. By okay. their works ye shall know them.
Okay. Okay. On January 16th, by my understanding, there's a possible disclosure about our galactic family. Some people have said that. Some people have just said on January 16th there's going to be a major announcement. Are you able to clarify, give more light on what that announcement is?
I will tell you this. It's going to be quite exciting.
For people like me or people like my sister are going to go, holy shit, she's not so crazy after all.
Oh, I'm not going to claim that anybody's ever going to say that.
Oh, well, my two sisters call me the far out sister because I have far out beliefs, believing in our galactic family. So am I to understand it's possibly about disclosure about our galactic family on the 16th of January 2017?
In part.
In part. Oh, so what else would be attached to whatever announcement's going to happen?
It will be excited and okay. exciting.
Oh, okay. In other words, you got to wait. It's not that far off. Okay.
It's not indeed.
Okay. Okay. I'm glad I've got you laughing, Mary.
Yeah.
Before I've been told my computer has been attacked because I cannot listen to this call. This is about the only thing I cannot hear on my computer with my headset. And I have been told it's because of who I am. Part of me says, well, but I'm not really significant. For example, like David Wilcox and like what Marion Rod does. So can you clarify why they targeted me? Help it open my perspective more?
I think you need to get a clue about who you really are.
Can you give me some more information? Because I'm not quite sure how. Part of my ego is saying, no, I'm not that important compared to what others are doing.
And how does it serve you to hold that point of view?
It doesn't.
Yes. The truth is, you can allow yourself to acknowledge who you are without being afraid of your ego going rampant. You don't have to worry about that. Okay?
Okay. Okay. Do I have time for a couple personal questions, Mary? I don't want to tie the line up too long.
No, you're doing okay. We've covered. Okay. I wanted to get to some of the political stuff before we... You know, finished, but we've covered a lot of stuff. So go ahead, Cindy.
Okay. So my future husband, Francois, and I do a lot of talking via the internet. We're having a hard time connecting. Are we being targeted, or is it just because we're at this really crappy internet service?
The latter, Darwin.
Okay. Crappy internet service.
Yes.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good to know. That's good. He's also getting some more inheritance that he's been told. Do you have any clue when that's supposed to finally break loose?
Summertime, dear one.
Summertime. Okay. And is my projected time frame of being living with him in France still in March, or has the time frame moved closer to February?
Can you say Ides of March?
Oh, the 15th. Okay. So pretty much March 15th is hopefully the last dread drop dead date I'll get. I don't like that term.
Yes, well, let's not use that one.
Right, okay. So, because I've been told other dates that have come and passed, so March 15th is getting to be pretty solid.
Yes.
Okay, thank you very much, and I'll shut up for now, Mary. And happy birthday, oh, Rod.
Thank you, Cindy.
Okay. Well, I have to hang up and redial real quick so I can hear your questions.
Okay.
Okay. Namaste, dear one.
Namaste.
Okay. Wonderful. There are so many people, Elmariah, who are enduring the delays and the change over the release of humanitarian funds from many sources, actually, just having to be patient, which, as you know, is not a strong human trait. Is it strictly the consciousness of humanity that's doing that, or is there more to it than that, or do we have any other control over that to speed things up?
You need to see it as complete, already done.
Okay.
Okay?
Yes.
That's what I suggest to you.
And would that be true for everybody?
It is.
Whatever their vision is that they want to have happen, see it as present now?
Correct.
Okay. Okay, well, the host and I are pretty clear about what we're doing and going to be doing, and we do work on that, making it a present reality as much as we can. Is there anything else you can suggest, or is that really it?
There is another thing you can do that will assist in this direction.
Okay.
If you're available to hear it.
Absolutely.
Laugh.
Okay. Yes, okay.
And not just a little. Laugh a lot.
Yeah, Merlin gets after me to smile more. I didn't need to do that.
And he's most correct.
Yes. Yes, he is. Okay. Okay. It's my understanding that Twitter is basically owned by the cabal or controlled by the CIA or something, and yet Trump is using it to put out tweets of something he wants to say right now. Can you address, am I correct in how I'm seeing Twitter? Or
you are.
Okay. And yet there.
And yet he's able to accomplish this, yes.
Yes, he is. Is that because the Ascended Masters, Galactics, and so forth are helping those things go through?
Yes, he has more than one being of the light whispering in his ears, so to speak.
I know. It's awesome. And they're not, it's not just that they're whispering. He's listening, right?
Indeed.
Yes. That makes a big difference. Because Obama had people whispering in his ear and he didn't do it. A lot of things, right?
Well, he didn't choose the light. We'll just say that.
Right. Right. Okay. it's so very clear that the whole hacked elections thing came from factions within our own government, probably CIA, maybe FBI or DOJ. And so this whole thing about the Russians is so ridiculous. I would hope that people would let go of that and have a better understanding of this. This is ridiculous.
Well, the cabal hasn't totally admitted defeat yet. And this is one of their last little tricks they're trying to hang on with.
Okay. Can they actually accomplish any more real damage or just small incidents here and there? Are they pretty limited now?
They're very limited now.
Can any of them escape the planet at all?
At this point, no.
No. Anybody who got out, and nobody else can, right?
Correct.
Okay. And the ones that got out, are they permanently banned from Earth?
It is not like that, dear one.
Oh.
Anyone can choose to turn to the light and will be allowed to contribute from that place.
Okay. But the dark ones that left and stay dark, are they pretty much banned?
As long as they stay dark, yes.
Yes, okay. Okay, so we don't have to worry about them coming back to create problems. Okay, good. Okay, there's the EBS, the Emergency Broadcast System, that's been in place for many years as a way to communicate with the entire populace, pretty much. But there's also an Emergency Alert System, EAS, that I believe was set up for the president only. Is that true, or can you clarify?
That is not as complete a setup as one would wish.
Okay, so EAS is more limited.
Yes.
And the EBS is a much more extensive.
Correct.
System, because it's been in place for so long, they've had a chance to really broaden it. So will Trump be using the EBS or the EAS, or is that known yet?
He will be using the EBS, dear one.
EBS. Okay, that's what I was told. That's good. Okay. Okay. And let's see, do you have a message for our listeners?
I will go back to my original message. See what you can do to make the world a place that you want to live in. You can't go wrong if you follow that.
That's certainly excellent advice. And everybody gets to choose.
Yes, indeed.
And create their own reality. And make it imaginary and then as visual as possible.
Everyone gets to create their own reality. It may not appear that way, but it is so.
It is true, yes. Yes, okay. One last quick question, a personal one. Do you see us, the host and myself, remaining in this house till the end of the month, but then by the end of January, by January 31st, being fully moved into a new place?
I see you moved by the 26th, dear one.
By the 26th?
Yes.
Whoa. Then I better set up the movers for earlier than the 28th or the 29th.
Good idea.
Good idea, right? Okay. That is awesome. Okay. Is it the place that we envision that's about 3 blocks away from us?
It is.
Awesome. Okay, so we will be able to work that out.
You will.
Yes. All right. Oh, thank you so very much, Almariah, for being here. We're very grateful. You've done a wonderful job, and we thank you. And
it has been my pleasure, dear one.
Well, we appreciate that. Okay. Namaste.
Namaste. Thank you.